The grapes are harvested and taken to the winery. They are placed in the hopper, where they are weighed, and a sample is taken to identify the batch, quality, and probable alcohol content. It is known that 17 grams per liter of must converts to 1% alcohol. The grapes are then destemmed to remove the stems. Pressing, white wines, or maceration with skins, rose wines, for 4 to 6 hours and red wines for 10 to 15 days to extract sufficient color and tannins from the skin, then the wine is pressed. Fermentation, the process of transforming wine into must in stainless steel vats, yeast converts the sugar in the must into alcohol and releases CO2. It can also be fermented in amphorae or cement eggs, you can see them in the winery. During fermentation, it is essential to control the temperature. All vats are temperature controlled and cooled by circulating cold water jackets. Throughout the winemaking process, it is also essential to control oxygen. Oxygen oxidizes and spoils the wine. That's why the vat lids, called always full vats, are used to prevent oxygen from entering the vats. The red wine you will taste spends time in French and American oak barrels to add complexity and depth of flavor. The aging time varies depending on the type of wine. Wine. Ours has been aged for 12 months in barrels. Here you can see our barrel room. You'll notice the aroma of wood and wine, which is part of the aging process. Each barrel contributes different characteristics to the wine, depending on the type of oak and the length of use. French oak, spicy aromas, American oak, vanilla and coconut.